multivariate to look for factors that significantly predicted events in that treated breast. We looked at the overall data set. We did not find that having a mutation was an independent predictor for having an event. But we postulated that clearly there were some patients in this group that had a risk-reducing salpingo-oophorectomy. When we then took those patients out and then did an evaluation, we found that having a mutation was a significant predictor of having a recurrence. And I would suggest to you that the fact that we took those patients out really did identify high-risk patients with a mutation, and that's probably why there are some differences in the series that have been published, because there are different percentages of patients who have had a risk-reducing salpingo-oophorectomy in their analyses. We also identified that young age was a significant predictor of recurrence, and that's certainly been shown by others. But we also saw that chemotherapy significantly reduced the risk of having an event. And I must say, when we found that, I wasn't surprised, because we know in sporadic cases, chemotherapy is very important. I think I underestimated, though, the importance of chemotherapy, and we'll come back to that point in just a moment.